This show is brought to you by Audible and all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's GQDN, we talk about a little bit of Blizzard, a little bit of a Netflix games, and maybe a Spider-Saurus. Yikes. Anyway, we start today with World of Warcraft, and Liquid has taken the lead in the raid race. This comes to us from wowhead.com, and they have defeated Heroic Anduin already, and that took 2 days to get there. So that's a good pace, and they will start their stream here in about 5 days, next Tuesday, and we'll see what happens when things go down, okay? But still, they're off to a good start. And we will go on to some WoW Classic news coming to us from GameSpot.com. And according to an MMO Champion post, there is a Burning Crusade Classic build that hints that they will be making the next one. And hopefully it will stop there for the Lich King. So Wrath of the Lich King could be coming to Classic. So we shall see what happens. Now we go to a little bit of a retirement news and more of a game. XCOM 2 will be pulling the plug on one of their games. Well, that's XCOM 2. And on March 28th, Steam Edition will not be supporting the multiplayer and also the War of Chosen expansion packs challenge mode, and that comes from developer Firaxis. And what they said, quote, "The decision to retire these services isn't something done lightly, but it does allow us to refocus our resources. We appreciate your support and thank you for understanding." That comes to us from Destructoid.com. So we'll see what happens after that and what they are focusing on. Continuing on with Destructoid, they said that Netflix Games picked up the finisher developer Next Games. So if you look at it, where Next Games have also have worked on Stranger Things, Walking Dead, different games, I mean, it does make sense. And they did buy them for $72 million. So that was part of the contract. And what Netflix said via Vice President Michael Verdu, quote, "Next Games has a seasoned management team, strong track record with mobile games based on the entertainment franchises and solid operational capabilities. We are excited for Next Games to join Netflix as a core, as a studio in a strategic region and key talent market, expanding our internal game studio capabilities. While we're just getting started in games, I'm confident that all together with Next Games, we will be able to build a portfolio of world-class games that will delight our members around the world." And we'll see what they release that on. Obviously, it will be on Netflix. Whatever.
I can't talk right now.
Anyway, this coming to us from DualShockers.com, and Nintendo Switch is hinting at basketball and dodgeball for their Nintendo Switch Sports. Now, to me, personally, I would agree with dodgeball, because the way the controllers are, you'll be able to throw the ball that way. Basketball, maybe a little bit different, so I'm not sure how that would actually play out, but you know, we'll see what happens. At Wipeout Jack said about this on Twitter, "Another interesting thing found while data mining Switch Sports, the game references both basketball and dodgeball alongside the other playable sports. Could very well be scrapped content, but maybe potential future update." It could be. We'll see. Going on to Eurogamer.net, This War of Mine Studios donated 520 pounds to Ukraine. Now, there have been some other donations here within this post. Fat Shark is the developer of Warhammer, and they have donated around 25,000 pounds to the Red Cross. Quantic Dream, now working on Star Wars, and they have donated $75,000 to the UN Refugee Agency. The Clash of Clans, Supercell, is going to donate $1 million and will match a further $1 million from any donations made by players donating to And 11-bit studios donated 520,000 pounds to aid Ukraine. So there are some other donations that are going on, but still, that's a lot of money that's going to aid Ukraine in many different ways. Game Informer, along with talking about Ukraine, says that Stalker 2 will be on the sidelines. So this is GSC Game World has put development Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl on the sidelines. And this is something that a lot of people were looking forward to. But now knowing that Chernobyl, I believe, was taken over, it is a good idea to not let the game out now. So we'll see how long it takes for it to come out. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Now into a little bit better news. Spider-Saurus is coming to PC this spring. This comes to us from ggmania.com. And this game was in the Apple Arcade from September 19, 2019. And coming this spring, Spider-Saurus will be on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. So if you're into the game, it's going to be an FPS game, and you know, we'll see how it does. By the way, that Spider-Saurus just looks like really, really wicked. We end today with Lost Ark's endgame content being nerfed. Now, Amazon made a post about this. Quote, "We understand that people can practice and improve at the game over time. But for early game content in particular, we want to ensure that new players are having fun learning and advancing instead of getting frustrated and giving up." So I'm not going to get into much of what they're going to nerf, because those people, you know, they might get mad at me, and I don't want you mad at me. So I won't spoil you. But there are some nerfs coming in Lost Ark, and we'll see how you guys like it. So you can let me know at Joe Brahms. The show is at Group Quest, and the entire Dawnforge team can be found at thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow. So go play some games, guys and girls. Bye for now. Thank you.